Hallelujah. We worship God in the name of Jesus, for God is worthy to be praised. Thank you for being with us. We are back at home. We are grateful to the Most High God, how he has blessed us and brought us back safely. We thank God for the seeds that were planted in Hawaii, and we thank God for all of you that have been able to join us and that have prayed for us and have supported us. We give God praise right now. As you're listening, and those who will be listening later, I need you to raise your hands up and repeat after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for all that you are and all that you've done. We magnify you and we bless your holy name. We ask, Father, that you would forgive us of all sin and any unrighteousness, anything that does not measure up to your standard. We rebuke it right now. And we ask that you would cleanse us from all sins, all unrighteousness, that we will be everything that you have called and created us to be. We bless you even for this moment, at this time, at this hour, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God. We are so, our spirit is so refreshed from on her Hawaii trip, and God met us and he blessed us. And he told me after we got back, he said, that seed that we planted, or that seed that he planted using us, that seed that was planted is going to grow a great, is going to produce a great harvest. Amen. That's what he told me. He said, that seed that was planted in Hawaii will produce a great harvest. And we cannot thank God enough for the host family that took us in and blessed us above and beyond anything we ever could have ever expected. They treated us like we are the royal family of God, and we can't thank them enough. The last name, start with a K, K-A, Kaduga? Kaduka, the family of Sean and Dominic. Oh my God, what an awesome thing. I can't even explain all that they did for us and what they did for the ministry. I can't, but what I can say is if you can visit that farm and see where God used us to minister and how he blessed the land, and not just them, but their family. The whole, I think it's a prerequisite that the whole family is saved before they can come on that farm. I think that's part of the family plan. I think if you're not saved, you can't be a part of that family. That's the way it looks. I really think that. Because everybody I met, a part of that family, if they didn't know Jesus, they knew him while we were there. And it was just, I've never seen a more giving family. So, I mean, this is not a commercial for them. The Bible says, honor to whom honor is due, and tribute to whom tribute is due. And we're just giving honor for and tribute, and we thank them, and we pray that God will continue to use them for this global family. And if you're ever near Hawaii, I highly recommend that you go to that anointed place and let the Lord bless you. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Baby, what you got?
We got Kathy.
Kathy.
Who's dealing with pain from radiation.
Oh, my goodness. Pashamia. Kathy, let me tell you something. I didn't have the issues that from radiation, but they once told me, when I was 19, that by the time when I was 19 or 21, they told me by the time I'm 30, I wouldn't be able to walk. I'd be on crutches. I am not only walking, but I am running for Christ. God can heal anything. Can y'all close those double doors back there? God can heal and God can deliver. You need to make sure that you are completely submerged in Christ and then watch God heal. If it is God's purpose, because listen, it is not always God's purpose to completely heal when we ask. Now just listen before you start tripping. Just listen. Because there was one man that was crippled for about 30 years at the pool. There was one man that was blind for years, And they asked, why is this person blind? What did this person do? And he said, Jesus told him, he says, neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest. Somebody that knew his history needed to see that person come out. Somebody needed to see God operating in that life. It's possible that somebody may need to see God heal you. But see how you stick with God through your tough times.
Yeah.
See how you are still devoted to God through your tough times. You understand? Because sometimes when people go through stuff, they throw God aside. They completely forget about God. They lose their faith. They lose their relationship. They start getting weak. They don't want to be bothered with God. Maybe this is your opportunity to show God, because God already knows. But you need to put into action. You need to execute your faith while God is delivering, while somebody else is being blessed by your relationship with God. And so we're going to pray that the Lord, according to his will for your life, that he will heal you and that somebody else will be blessed through your healing. Even through your suffering, somebody will see that you are holding on to God no matter what, and they will be healed in their mind or in their spirit and in their body. Father God, in the name of Jesus, her name is Kathy.
Yeah.
Father, we bless you because you are worthy of all praises. We know, Lord, that you are able to bless Kathy.
Yeah.
We know that you're able to heal Kathy.
Yeah.
We know that you're able to bring her out of this.
Yeah.
And not just this, Lord, but whatever brought her to that point where she needed to take chemo that caused the issues of her pain in the first place. We know that you are the great healer.
Yeah.
You're not just a healer, because that would imply that there are other healers, but you are the healer.
Yes.
You are the healer,
yes.
The deliverer.
Yes.
You're not a, you are the only healer and deliverer.
Hallelujah.
And we know that Kathy is a member of the body of Christ. That's what I'm looking at in the spirit. And so give her the power to rejoice even through these times, and then allow her to rejoice even more as you deliver her in front of her enemies, in front of the doubters, in front of those that would not otherwise believe. Lift her up in their presence so that they can see that you are truly the living God. In Jesus' name, Kathy, stretch your hand out this way and agree with me. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. From Becky.
Becky.
She wants prayer for her husband, Nate.
Yes.
To change his heart from stone to flesh.
Oh, my God. One of the hardest things, I believe, one of the hardest things on God's agenda to do is to change the heart of someone who has accepted indifference.
Mm-hmm.
Who has accepted, you know, how some people are going through things and they just decided, I'm just going to die.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to be lost. There's nothing else I can do. I'm just going to give up. When they've given up hope, the Lord said something in that past, something in that life, something leading up to this point has caused them to harden their heart.
Yes.
Yes.
Something, a series of events. Maybe they saw someone who used to claim to be of God do something that had nothing to do with God. Maybe they heard something that affected them, saw something.
Yes.
Maybe they were treated a certain way. See, you think that your life only affects you. You're wrong.
Yes.
You don't know who's watching you. Why are y'all way back there? If you're a believer, I need you up here helping me pray for these other believers.
Amen.
No, I need believers up here praying for other believers. Just because you got yours, you're going to sit down. Don't do that. Amen. I need you in the amens. I need you with the hand claps. I need you with the hallelujahs, whatever is necessary. I need you up here to help encourage these believers. Make something in that past, in that history. Maybe it predates you. But something somewhere turned that heart to stone. God, it's a matter of the heart. So this is what you can do. In addition to praying, in addition to us praying with you, because you're no longer praying by yourself, but now your church family is praying with you. In addition to you praying, and in addition to our praying, if you can undergird your prayer with some real gospel music. Yes. that kind of inundates the atmosphere that you live in. You know, you don't, because if they've turned their heart to stone, if they've accepted not accepting Christ, then if you want to lay hands, they're not going to receive any of that. Yeah. But if you're like got a little music playing, you know, not bombarding them, not trying to overshadow them or take over them, but you know, you kind of live in your spiritual walk, you know, in the open. Maybe they overhear some of your prayers. Maybe you've got some gospel music praying, you know, kind of not loud, but just enough to influence the atmosphere. You know, maybe you'll walk, maybe they'll walk by and see a scripture that you've been reading. If you allow the presence of God to overshadow the atmosphere that you're in, once they enter your atmosphere, and if your atmosphere is flooded with the presence of God and they enter your atmosphere, the Lord can start to melt or break down some of the hardness. That, are y'all following me?
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because it's important that your atmosphere meets the atmosphere of God.
Yes.
If they never, maybe you're the closest thing to God they have right now.
Yes.
And if you don't represent God,
thank you,
and you're all the God that they know, they're lost.
Thank you.
And so, let your light so shine.
Yes.
When a light shines in an open room, it's not everybody that walks in that room sees that light.
Amen.
And if it's shining bright enough, even before they get into the room, somebody yes. sees the light.
Yes.
Peeping through the shades, under the door, over the ceiling, through the window, somebody go see that light. Now that light is affecting anybody that lays eyes on it. You understand? Your atmosphere yes. is important.
Yes.
God. And so once, if you can allow God to use you to soften that heart of stone, you'd be surprised what else God will use you for to do.
Amen.
Maybe God is just waiting on an opportunity, and maybe you need to allow God to use you to make that opportunity. You may be their last hope.
Yeah.
It is not God's desire that anyone be lost. He says that in the scripture. And he uses us to help save others.
Yeah.
But if you're not doing your part, I'm not saying you're not, but I'm saying if you're not doing your part, what chance do they have? What was the daughter's name again? Her husband, the wife's name?
Becky.
Becky, reach your hand out to me. Did she give her husband's name?
Me.
Father, Becky, reach your hand out to me. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Becky and her church family are praying for Nate, are praying for Nate.
Yes.
Jesus even said when he was on the cross, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. If he fully understood what would happen if he's caught without his relationship with Christ, if he fully understood the ramifications of the next life, that there is something beyond this, if he really understood what's coming in during the 7 years, if he really understood, I don't believe he really understands. But if he fully understood, Lord, I don't believe his heart would be that way. But Father, whatever it, somebody, y'all help me say whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Becky, help me say whatever it takes.
Whatever
it takes to soften his heart.
Yes.
Do it. Because every soul counts.
Yes.
Every soul matters to God.
Yes.
Not one soul does God want left behind.
Yes.
Every soldier matters. Every heart matters. Everyone matters.
Yes. Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, that's just one person. Everyone. God died for every soul.
Yes.
And for God, every soul matters.
Yes.
Nate, soul matters.
Yes, it does.
It matters.
Yes.
It matters to God. It matters to us.
Yes.
And it should matter to you. We will not leave a man down.
Yes, Lord.
We pray for him in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And that God will keep you strong
Amen.
And mighty and let you influence the atmosphere so that he will have a chance
yes.
while he still has a chance. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
This is from Kathleen.
Kathleen.
For her daughter to stop hearing voices in her head.
Hello, Otamisiahana. Kathleen, I need you to do the same thing, Kathleen. The atmosphere, does it say how old the daughter is?
No.
Kathleen, it's important. It's important. I don't know if they're on any kind of medication or anything like that, but I'm going to tell you some things that will fight those voices in that head.
Yes.
You need to plead the blood of Jesus in that house.
Yes.
Thank you.
You need to plead the blood of Jesus where that child sleeps.
Yes, Lord.
You need to keep some kind of gospel. See, because listen, when they're listening to that YouTube and all that stuff, when they're going to these different websites, when they're hearing all these different things, you don't know what's indoctrinating them. You don't know what got into their head. Music is the only thing that can enter into your mind without your permission. It will enter into your mind and open that pineal gland and cause things to happen. You have to combat that, not just with prayer. You need to counter that music with the gospel. Play your own music. Praise and worship music. Worship the Lord around the house. Anoint that bed. We will send you oil. We will send you a tallit. We'll give it to you. We just need to know where you live, where you want us to send it. Email us, call us. We'll send it to you. You pray over that tallit. You anoint that bed where they sleep or where they sit with oil. And you lay that tallit over that atmosphere. And you pray over that atmosphere. You flood that atmosphere, that room, with the gospel of Jesus Christ. You march through that house reading scripture about the and pleading the blood of Jesus. You can run them demons out of her head.
Yes.
You can run them demons out. If you don't think you can do it or you need some help, call us. I'll assign a prayer partner to you. We'll get this done.
In the name of Jesus.
We'll get this done. You call us, you email us, you contact us. It's all on the website. Yeah. Contact us.
Yeah.
We're limited to helping you if you don't talk to us.
Yeah.
You don't have to fight this battle alone. We know what to do. You contact us, and not just her. If any of you are dealing with this, we can bless you. The enemy don't want you talking to us, but God wants you talking to us. Amen.
Yeah.
What's the daughter's name? Does it say? It does not. Father, you know who that daughter is. You know who she is, Father. You know what she's dealing with, Father. Whatever's entered into her heart, into her mind, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus, and we crush the enemy. We break the hold of the enemy. We break the hold of the enemy. Lord, flood that atmosphere with praise and worship.
Thank you, Jesus.
If they live in your house, cut off the YouTube. If they live in your house, cut off anything that will enter into their mind that's against God. If the TV's a problem, cut it off.
Thank you, Jesus.
Find out who her friends are. If you're able, cut them off.
Amen.
Pray with them. Do whatever. Call us. We'll help you. Well, we got some people here that can pray you through, that can talk you through, that can be with you. We got you.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
This is actually a prayer for Kathy. She has open wounds that are not healing.
Kathy.
This is the mother of the person from you prayed for the daughter.
Kalo Shario. God heals. He can heal everything. He can heal diabetes.
Yes.
He can heal. We got members in this house that have been healed from so much stuff.
Yeah.
We've got people that couldn't get pregnant, having two and three kids. We got people. God does stuff up in here. Huh. I'm telling you, you don't have to be in this house. The same prayers that are coming out of our mouth, once you hear them, it's just as good. Amen. You don't have to be in this house to receive these blessings. We've had people contact us saying, they said they felt the power through the prayer, and they weren't even live. They did the thing later, and they felt the same promise, the same prayer, the same amen. It's good to see you, Cora. Amen. God is able. I'm telling you. If you don't have any, what's the daughter? The same woman.
Kathy. She has open wounds.
Kathleen,
yeah.
I'm telling you, I would love to send you some oil and stand in agreement with you. I would love to send you something to wrap those wounds in.
Yes, Lord.
I would love to send it to you because God is able. God is able. God is able. If you have the faith that God will do it, we will have faith with you. Whether two or three gathered together in my name, touching and agreeing, God said he would be in the midst. Let me tell you something else. When you praise God, when you're lifting God up in praise, when you're magnifying him, when you're praising him in your praise time, I'm telling you, you need to have praise time. Yes. God will inhabit your praise. And while God is in your praise time, see, because praise is just between you and him. Yes. Praise, you ain't worried about the dinner. You're not worried about the bill collector. You're not worried about what your kids doing. You're not worried about anything. When you are in praise to God, when you're praising God, that is just between you and him. And when it's just between you and him, God can get with that. And God will enter. He said it. He didn't say, I will enter your singing. He didn't say, I will enter your prayers. He didn't say, I will enter your fasting. He said, I will enter your praise.
Yes.
God will enter your praise. And he will start fixing those things that are out of order while you're praising him. He said, I heard you what? Before you called. And I what? I answered while you were yet speaking. I am a living witness. These scriptures are true. If you don't have praise time, if you don't, you don't know what you're missing. You must have your own. It can be in the car, in the kitchen, in the bathroom, in the living room, on the porch. It can be anywhere.
Yeah.
This is my time to give God praise. It's just me and the Lord. I'm not. Everything else is on hold. Throw the phone out the window, put the kids to bed, and just have at it.
Hallelujah.
It don't have to be all day. It can be 10 minutes just Hallelujah. Giving God praise, magnifying God. And next thing you know, what used to be a problem, you don't even recognize anymore.
Amen.
Amen. I got out of what I was doing. Amen.
So that was for Kathleen and her open wound. Amen.
Okay, Sean.
He's dealing with a spiritual attack. Shadow entered his room and tried to take hold of him.
I've heard that many times. I've heard that many times.
Yes.
I need you, Sean. You get some praise music going while you're sleeping. Because the demons hate praise and worship music. Do not, if you're going to go to sleep with something in your ear, let it be the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Let it be the praises of God. Let it be something lifting of God. Because see, people go to sleep. My daughter used to go to sleep with something in her ear. We're trying to figure out what's going on with her. Once we found it, you can't go to sleep with nothing in your ear. You can't take a nap with nothing in your ear. Nothing. Amen. Because the enemy will enter too while you sleep and you jumping off buildings and you Superman flying over stuff and you don't know what's going on because he's indoctrinating you.
Yes. Yes.
If you need something playing in your head, it needs to be Jesus.
Amen.
Turn some music on in the house just like you do symphony or the opera and turn it down low and just let it saturate the house.
Yes.
Let it saturate the house. Let it just run through the house. You got to have something in your ear so you can go to sleep. I need a towel. Then get you some praise music and put the earbud in your ear and just let God have his way.
Amen.
Because, and then, oh my God. Do you know that there are people that go to sleep, that go to bed without hitting their knees and praising and talking to God before they climb into bed? Do you know there are people that do that? I am not such a one, and I'm not going to look around because I don't want to condemn nobody, but shame on you. The last thing I do when I go to bed is hit my knees. The last thing I do, and the first thing I do when I get up is I recognize that I am still the child of God. I give him the first, and I give him the last. And if you pray, you know what I hate? And it's just me. I'm going to pray in bed. Lazy rascal. What's wrong with you? I'm going to lay here and give God praise. Get up! As much as he's done for you and you can't get your 2 feet out the bed and give him praise for a minute and a half. Stinking, lousy, lazy, good for nothing. But I'm sure that's none of y'all. But them rotten, them. Let me see, Lord. What's a good word, Lord? Help us, nothing. She said nothing. Amen. She might be right. Before you lay down, because God, I started out praying God on one knee, and the Spirit spoke to me. He says, aren't I worth both knees. And I said, wow, yes, you are. And for 15 years later, I've been praying with both knees. You need, before you go to bed, you hit them knees and you ask God, fill my heart and my mind. Change my atmosphere. Because it could be something or someone bringing demons into that house, into your atmosphere. It may not be you. It could be someone else. And so you want to ask God to protect you in this atmosphere. And pray. Let praise go forth while you're asleep. And let the praises fight the enemy while you're sleeping. Give God your last and give him your first. Like Isia Olami, who's what's the name? Sean. We condemn and cast down anything that comes in Sean's atmosphere. We cast down every shadow that's looking for, you must be a child of God because it's looking for a way to enter into your atmosphere. It's looking for a way to enter in because they're not alone. Understand this. That shadow is not alone. That shadow, they don't travel alone. They travel in legions and groups and bunches. And if they can find a way in, but I cast that demon down in the name of Jesus. And whatever's going on in that house, if there's any sin in Sean, we cast it out in the name of Jesus. Cleanse the heart and the mind and the atmosphere. Give them peace. Give them rest. Keep them, Lord. Saturate your atmosphere with the love of God. I guarantee you those demons will run. Let the fruit of praises be on your lips. And they will leave.
Amen.
Bethany.
For her brother Paul, who's had faith while he's going through a divorce.
Yes.
And now he can keep the children.
Baloch Shavia. I understand. Been there, done that. Understand. How you can show. Listen, I found one of the best ways to make it through any trial. Is the worse it get, the deeper you dig in. The worse it get, the more you praise. Notice I didn't say pray. The worse it get, the harder you praise God. Because what the enemy is trying to do is attack your relationship with God. If I can bombard you with problems of this world, it will affect your relationship with God where you're unable to give God praise and lift him up. Didn't we just tell you that your God will inhabit your praise and fix your environment? So if he can inflict havoc on your life and cause you not to want to praise God, then God doesn't have the opportunity to enter into those praises and fight your battles. We war not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities, not on this earth, but in high places. You cannot fight a spiritual battle with carnal weapons. Yes. You must fight the spirit in the spirit. And praises unto God is a spiritual weapon.
Amen.
The deeper, the harder it gets, the more you praise God. The harder it gets, the more you enter to your word. Because what you're doing is you're fortifying. You're fortifying yourself. And you're building layer upon layer of Holy Spirit in your atmosphere. And you're putting boom, boom, like Iron Man. Boom, boom, boom. And then all of a sudden, no matter what they do, they're shooting at you, but you can't feel it. Because you have fortified your atmosphere with praise and worship, with the word of God and the blood of Jesus, and the enemy cannot win.
Yes.
And even if you don't get the kids now, that don't mean you won't have them later.
Right.
Amen. Amen. So if the enemy wants to use the kids against you, let the enemy do his thing. You fortify your relationship with God and then watch God do his thing.
Amen.
Just because they got them today don't mean they'll have them tomorrow.
Amen.
We pray your strength in God. We pray her brother, right?
Yeah.
We pray, what's the brother's name?
Paul.
We pray Paul's strength, that Paul will increase his relationship with God, that he will not allow the enemy to drain him. Because if the enemy is allowed to drain him, the enemy will also be allowed to overtake him. We shall not have that in the name of Jesus. Strengthen his family, his support, his love from and for those that are praying with and for him. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is also from Bethany.
Bethany.
Who, praying for her nephew, Jacob, who struggles with Asperger's.
I've heard of Asperger's.
Yes. Asperger's.
Asperger's. What is it exactly? Well, basically, what is it?
Autism.
A minor form of autism? Let me tell you something. God can use everybody in every aspect, no matter what condition they're in. God can use, don't let what you think you see interfere with who they really are. God is able to take, God, the Bible says it is he that had made us and not we ourselves. God made that child. It is God's child. God can use that child any way he chooses, whether he chooses to heal him or her.
It's Jacob.
Whether God chooses to heal Jacob from that, or God chooses to excel Jacob over and above what anyone thought could possibly be.
Yes.
Because God may be using him to bring you closer to Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
God will use an illness, not that God caused it, but God will use it to bring you closer to him.
Yes.
God didn't cause the crippleness, but he used it.
Yes.
He didn't cause the blindness, but he used it to bring them closer, to make believers real believers.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And so we're praying, who are we praying? We're praying for the child or for the parent?
For Jacob.
We're praying for Jacob. Listen, you can pray for Jacob, but Jacob may have more faith than you. You can pray for him, but Jacob may be better off than you are. Because if that's all they know, they don't really see the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
If that's all they know, they don't really see the problem.
Right.
They see you with the problem, but they don't really see the problem. Y'all follow me?
Yes.
And so they may be better off than you are. So let's pray for the family.
Amen.
Amen. That you do not hold Jacob hostage to whatever may have attached itself to him, but that you lift him up to God so that God will continue to use them to draw you closer to him.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Marcia. Family to be saved and know the Lord.
That's God's will too. That's God's desire. That's a family. Wow, listen, people don't realize. You think the new iPhone is a big deal. No, the coming of the Lord is the big deal. The 7-year tribulation, that's a big deal. The rapture, that's a big deal. Giving your will to God fully, that's a big deal. You know, the latest iPhone or the new MacBook, that's nothing. We need to prioritize. The deal is, if you don't know Christ, you need to know Christ. God, this room is so foggy. You need to know Christ. Because there's going to come a day. The Bible said, as it was in the days of Noah. He preached 120 years and nobody wanted to believe him. Everybody had something better to do. Nobody wanted to conform. Everybody thought he was just talking out the side of his neck. Nobody thought it was had any validity whatsoever until it started raining.
Right.
And it started raining. It had never rained from the sky before. It always came up from the ground. Then the water start dropping. Oh, wonder what this is. Oh, things are happening. Oh, things are changing. Oh, I wonder what's going on. And the next thing you know, it starts raining. And then it starts raining. Now everybody's got faith. Now everybody's a believer. Why? Because now what they've been preaching about for 120 years is not happening.
Yes.
It's not faith if you can see it.
Right.
If it's in the Wall Street Journal, it's not faith.
Right.
If CNN is broadcasting it, that's not a revelation. That's news. Everybody know it now. Amen. You need to do it while you still can. I'm sorry. I didn't get that on them, did I? Okay. Amen. Just jumping out like it's tired of being in there. I'm telling you.
Hallelujah.
It is God's desire that they too know who he is.
Yes.
They need to understand that this is their time. Grace is not for you to spend more time at the crap table. Grace is not more time for you to stay in your sin.
Right.
Grace is not for you to continue to ignore God.
Right.
Grace is so that you can get it together
right.
while you still have time to get it together. Because there's coming a day where it's going to start raining
right.
and the boat's going to start lifting up
right.
and you ain't going to be in it.
Right.
This is your opportunity
yeah.
to get on the boat. So we are in prayer with you
yes.
for them
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
Yes. We have James and Janice. They're praying for health for their mission work in Colombia.
Oh, my God. I would love to send you a tallit and some oil for you to take with you on your mission trip. Please contact me, email us, or contact one of our ministers. We need a full mailing address. I don't care if you live in Timbuktu. We will send it to you, and we don't charge you a nickel. We will send it to you. I need to make sure you get a tallit and some oil to take with you to cover you on your journey. Because we want to be with you.
Amen.
We want to cover you on your journey. We want to make sure that the Lord, not that the Lord is not with you, but you need all the Lord with you you can get. Amen. Because you go, if you're going to an unknown place, if you're going to a place you've never been, if you're dealing with something you've never had to deal with before, you need Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And so we want to help you.
Yes.
And so if you contact us, please,
yes.
I'm not going to chase you down. But if you contact us, we will bless you.
Yeah.
And we want to help you
yes.
as you go out to serve the Lord.
Yes.
The Bible said the harvest is plenteous,
yes.
but the laborers are few.
Yes.
And if we can bless some of the few, we want to do that.
Yes.
Contact us one way or another. Somebody will tell you who we are. Phone us, leave a message. And all voice messages are sent or emailed automatically to whoever is over that
yeah.
number that you called. So if you leave a voicemail message, it will automatically go where it belongs.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that. We'll make sure that but you gotta help us. Don't call us and don't say, call me back and we ain't got no number. Send me this and we don't know where you live. We don't know you. Amen. Give us what we need to know so we can do what we need
yeah.
to do.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Olivia and Ivy, premature newborn and her mother.
Praise Amen. God. I was a preemie. I was a preemie. I think I was like 6 weeks early or something nutty. I was really early and from what I understand, like a chopstick, just barely there. Amen. But look what happened. Amen. God is able, right? God will do it. Amen. Them chopstick days are gone, child. I'm telling you. God can fix this. Amen. You keep that baby lifted up to God.
Yes.
You keep that baby. If you have a tallit, cover that baby in that tallit and pray over that child
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
If you don't have one, we'll give you one.
Yes.
Amen. We'll even foot the bill to send it to you. Just let us know.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
We want to help. I'm not trying to beg people to let us help them, but good gravy, what's wrong with you people? We go shy while the window is open. I don't know how long we're going to be God's going to keep his people in this place. I don't know what he's doing, but while he's doing it, don't drag your feet.
Amen.
That's what's wrong with a lot of people. They figure they're going to be 21 for 12 years. You 21 for 11 months, 29 days, 11 hours and 59 minutes. And after that, it's all over.
Yeah.
The Bible even describes our lives as a mist.
Mm-hmm.
You just feel like you will live forever. You're not.
Right.
Go ahead.
Last one, we have Karen.
Karen.
She will hear God and obey him.
Karen. If you are seeking... Karen, I need you to raise your hands, Karen. La vie home. I need you to raise your hands. Karen, I need you, Karen, to talk to someone on this end. I have some people in mind that you need to talk to. But Karen, you need to contact us. Balokusa, if your desire to hear from God, if your desire is to walk closer with God, if your desire is to be deeper in God, if your desire is to serve the Lord, you call the right people, because our desire is for you to do that. So if you feel like you have been separated, if you feel isolated, if you feel like you don't have anybody that's backing you up, if you feel like it's just me in this place and the me that's here is struggling, if you feel like, Lord, why am I the only one in this place? If you need somebody to help hold your hand while he brings you through this place so that you can be claimed, so you can claim your inheritance. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, if you don't claim your inheritance, you don't get it.
Right.
Did y'all know that?
Right.
Mr. Lloyd can't claim my inheritance. I have to go and claim it.
Yeah.
My wife cannot claim my inheritance. I got to go get it.
Yeah.
You have to claim your own inheritance. We want to help you. We want to help you through that. Kala Shoma, contact us.
Yes.
Contact us.
Yes.
We want to help you. And not just you, but anyone that's out there that's like you, want to help. Mm-hmm. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray over our daughter, what's her name again?
Karen.
As we pray over Karen, we ask the Lord that you would break down the defenses that she has built up in her to protect her from the enemies that were trying to destroy her, and that you'll bring her closer to you, Father. La ikia shamano, she needs you, and you have put us in her path to be able to bless and help her and to see her through. Help us help her to be what you have called and created her to be. Help her to understand she's not alone. She's not by herself. She's not hanging out there with nothing and nobody. You are here with her through us and through other means. Bless her, help her, strengthen her. Get into her heart and to her mind.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. All those that are still dealing with that coronavirus, all of those that are dealing with the earthquakes, if they're still dealing with the fires, whatever you're dealing with, we want to keep you lifted up. Amen. We will have a phone bank soon that you'll be able to, people like Karen will be able to call in directly, and we can talk to somebody right online. Just give us a little time. We're working out the details. Amen. But I need you to lift your hand up toward the camera. That was it, right?
Yeah.
Amen. I need you to repeat after me. Father God,
in the name of Jesus,
I thank you
for this prayer
that has gone forth.
And I pray
that all of my brothers,
all of my sisters,
all believers in Christ
will receive
the word that was spoken to them, and that you would forgive me of all sin
and
unrighteousness until we meet again. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We good. All right. Turn up some.